You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, July 25th, 2018, week 253. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it's Destiny Pizza. Let's get into some Weeviewed Reviewed, man.
Let's do it. Tell me what you saw.
A long time ago, I watched Hereditary and I forgot to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm shocked we didn't talk about it.
Yes. It was that really hot weekend. So it was the weekend before 4th of July.
Oh, that's why, because we didn't record, so we missed a week. You probably just forgot you saw it. Like,
yeah.
Because we didn't record that week. You probably just saw
that's
it,
what it
forgot
was.
To record, and then we...
And I didn't add it to the notes.
Didn't add it to the notes, and then it was the next week.
There we go.
That's what was.
Yeah, so I watched Hereditary.
All right. Thoughts?
Surprising.
The twist? You like the twist? Not like the... I don't know what the twist is. I just know there's
that's
a twist.
That's the thing. It's like, what is the twist?
Okay.
Because there's like a twist that happens early on in the movie, and I was like, whoa, this part is crazy of the movie. And then... There's a second twist in the movie, and I'm like, this is barely a twist.
Oh. Oh, weird. All right.
Like, if someone... If you, like, you know the song, like, come on, baby, let's do the twist.
Yes.
If someone did a twist dance, like the second twist in the movie, they wouldn't move.
Weird. Okay.
Which I guess that's the biggest twist of them all.
This movie seems to be, like, very mixed. Like some
some people are like, this is genius. And other people are like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm part of the camp. Okay, so there's like the first twist. Mm-hmm. Spoilers. You know what? If you don't want spoilers, don't listen to the rest of this episode.
All right.
Come back tomorrow. Spoilers. The girl dies.
Mm-hmm. Like the one with the face.
The one with the face, where she has the same disease as the kid from Stranger Things.
Was the kid with Stranger Things the disease?
Yeah.
Like the disease in the show or the
toothless.
Kid in real... Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They have the same disease.
Yeah. He has that in real life?
Yeah.
Okay. And then he says... Doesn't his character say he has that disease in the show? Okay. Got it.
So, okay. So the movie starts out, grandma's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Mom grabbed that from the trailer. Paints models and photographs. I'm like, welcome to Marwen.
Okay. Steve Carell doesn't show up and be like, oh, no,
I'm
Nazis.
I'm a crossdresser. No, that doesn't happen, unfortunately. That would have been a good twist.
Yeah.
And then it's a...
Same universe!
It's a family. The dad is like a neurosurgeon or something. There's an older brother, little girl.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene where the girl at the funeral pulls out a chocolate bar and starts eating it. And they're like, is there no nuts in there, right? She's allergic to nuts. So she does a weird clicking sound, which she does in the trailer. Later on, the kid wants to go to a party. The mom's like, take your sister with you. He's like...
The girl's not dead yet, or she is dead?
No, she's not dead yet.
Okay.
So they go to the party, and then there's this girl this guy likes, and he's like, hey, you want to smoke weed? This girl, and then the little girl is like following him. Not little girl, she's like 12. And he's like, just stay here, eat some cake. And you see the girl like... They're all going crazy.
Is this making, modern times?
Yeah. Okay. They're making a cake and a birthday. It's like a weird party, house party. I don't know. I've never been to a house party with cake.
Yeah, that's
my kind of house party.
That sounds good. We should have more cake more often.
We should bring cake to more house parties.
Yeah, it's usually just a birthday thing, but it should be more places.
More just, we're rich enough to just eat cake whenever
eat
we
cake.
Want. Yeah, that's us. Marie Antoinette was talking about us. Anyways, you see all these walnuts being chopped.
Big villain.
Girls eating the cake. Kid's getting high with this hot girl. In his eyes, she's hot. I'm not saying. Girl comes in. Little girl comes in. I can't breathe. And he's like, oh no, what happened? She's like, my throat feels like it's getting bigger. And he's like, fuck. He runs, gets her into the back of the car. He's driving because it's in, we don't know where this is. It's middle of nowhere. He's driving. She's gasping for air. She rolls down the window. Sticks her head out of the window, gasping for air. Head hits a light pole. Or like a pole.
Ooh.
And falls off.
Whoa, what? Is
like
that possible?
She gets decapitated.
What?
Yeah, there's a symbol that you see throughout the movie, and it's like apparently like the occult symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sign they have something to do with it. There's like this big thing in play.
Mm-hmm.
So then the son is so freaked out, he just comes home, and you see the camera follow his head as it hits the pillow. And it's just like freaked out. Mm-hmm. And then you hear like some time passes. You see the light come on. The mom is like, okay, I'm just going to go to the art store really quick. She goes to the car, starts screaming. And you're like, that's the scary part. Because you're like, I don't know if you've ever been in that situation where like you do something wrong and you're like, I'm going to get, like, it's only, it's not if I'm going to get caught, it's when I'm going to get caught. Mm-hmm. And you feel like the blood drain from your face and stuff like that. And it could be something like completely innocent, like eating an extra cookie. I don't know, whatever kids do.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. And you're like, wow, okay, like that's the scary part of this movie to me.
Okay.
But like nothing happens to it. It's an accident, let's say, which yeah. I thought was really weird. Because I was like, there should still be like an investigation that goes on. They totally gloss over that.
Yeah.
And then there's all this weird occult stuff. And they're like, oh, it turns out that the grandma was a member of this cult. And she was trying to bring back like this demon. And that brings fortunes to people. And the friend that this mom made at like losing people's anonymous turns out to have been a good friend of the mom, like the grandma. And it's stupid.
Okay.
I couldn't
the
tell.
The twist was that she died? That was a big
no, the twist is that the grandma was a part of this cult.
Doesn't seem really like a twist.
That's the not twist. The okay. twist I liked was the fact that that girl who's in the trailer, like the whole trailer,
yeah.
dies.
That is a twist like, to me.
10, but 15, that's not 20 the, minutes the into twist? It. That's not the twist.
I feel like that is the twist, though. Because I thought she was the main focus.
So then it turns out then
does
the...
Does she keep haunted? Does she show up later? Or
no,
she's
so
literally
then the
not
mom...
in the movie? Like, what's the movie about? Because okay. I thought she showed up. She doesn't...
Because she's the scariest part of the trailer.
I know!
Because she makes that clicking sound.
That's all I can remember.
So then the brother starts hearing that clicking sound, and then the mom goes to this, like, losing loved ones anonymous thing and gets this lady's phone number in the parking lot because she doesn't want to go in. First, she goes in for the grandma, for her mom. Then she goes in for her daughter. And then she gets this parking number in the parking lot, and the lady's like, yeah, I just lost my grandson. And then you see this thing that comes in the mail, and it's like, talk to a spiritual advisor or something like that. She goes and calls, hangs out with the lady that she met in the parking lot, and is like, oh, my mom used to make rugs like this. And at that point, you're like, it's obvious.
Yeah.
And then the lady's like, oh, we'll just get some tea. And then the next time she's like, oh, like I met the spiritual leader. You have to come to my house right now. They're like at an art store. And she's like, you have to go to my house right now. Comes to the house and she's like, look. And she does like a seance thing, and it's her grandson. She can communicate with her grandson again. And she's very happy about it. So then the mom does that with the husband and the son. And it's like, it's like this girl does like, she does drawings, and she's like, oh, look at these drawings. Like she's doing these drawings. Mm-hmm. And it freaks them out. And it turns out that then like the mom tries to burn the notebook, but when she tries to burn the notebook, it burns herself. Mm-hmm. Then you see the other side of the coin is like, the husband is like, dude, I think my wife is having like a nervous breakdown, and I think I need to have her committed. Then she confesses to all this stuff, like, I'm trying to help, but it's not working. I tried to burn the notebook, and I burnt myself. And I know you think I'm crazy and everything. And then she throws it into the fire. He goes up in flames. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, from there, you're like, what the hell's going on? It's just stupid. And they find a dead body in the attic.
Wait, what's the other twist? The second, that's not a twist.
It's the fact that the grandma was a member of this cult. So they go
that's
through
the twist.
Yeah, they go through the grandma's belongings.
I don't understand how that's a twist.
I know it's so dumb. They go through the grandma's belongings.
But what's actually happening?
You find out
is
like
it the occult stuff. Getting them? Like, why is it? Why are they like, being attacked? What's happening?
The
is it
grandma
the nuts thing.
I don't know if you ever saw Paranormal Activity. I think it's the second one.
No.
You find out that the grandma made a deal with like a demon.
Okay.
For money.
So was the grandma make a deal with the demon?
Yeah,
is her dying out, part of that? Did it die because of the...
So she dies, and they use that opportunity to bring back the demon, who's like one of the kings in hell or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that like she wanted to, like all the men in the mom's, in the grandma's family, like her son and her husband, all died mysteriously and killed themselves. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that she was trying to perform this ceremony to bring them back, but like all these things have to happen. So, like, the grandma's dead body, and then, like, she, like, left the family, the grandma left the family, and the mom let her in, but she was always trying to get at the son, who's the eldest son, but they let her raise, like, the girl, the disfigured girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it's just really, I don't know, it's just, I was just like, what the hell, man? Like, I want, and people were like, this shows you how, like, mental illness is, can be very scary and stuff like that, and how families can be very horrific. And I was like, no, like, I don't want to watch a horror movie on, like, a super controlling, like, family. Like, if I wanted that, it would be, it's just reality for a lot of people. Like, that's not exciting. I want, like, and you promised me, like, spooky demons and stuff. This didn't do it for
so
me.
So you don't really even see spooky demons. Spooky stuff just happens.
You see spooky stuff. There's, like, a scene, like, the last 10 minutes where the mom is in the corner of the room, like, waiting for the son. Like, the son hears all these noises. And the son, the mom's there. And then you see, like, naked people. Because that's apparently the big thing in horror movies lately is naked people, how horrific the naked body is. You see, like, the naked man that you saw at the funeral in the first scene. And he's a part of the
you
cult.
You saw a naked man at the funeral? Or was he clothed at the funeral?
He was clothed at the funeral.
Okay.
And then later on, and he's being weird, like, he's waving at the little girl.
Yeah.
Because they know that she's the body that they're going to bring back this demon with.
Ah.
And it turns out that it's the son.
Wait, if she, they know she's, they knew she was going to die?
Yeah.
Okay, so they tried to kill her or something.
Yeah, and because they wrote that symbol on the lamp post that kills her. And, like,
but people, did they have anything to do with the nuts, or that's coincidence?
No,
they,
so she was going to die, but they don't know that, like, how. These people were under trance when they're cutting the nuts. It's like, if you go online, there's all these stupid theories. And it's a lot like Paranormal Activity, too. If they made a highbrow Paranormal Activity, it would be called Hereditary.
Got it.
So I give this movie, like, a 3, dude. This movie was
interesting.
Not a waste of time, but, like, my expectations were so high because they were saying, like, scariest movie ever, blah, 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 blah. And I walked out being like, am I an idiot? That's what I felt like. I was like, did I miss something? Did I black out? Like, it was so hot that weekend. Maybe I blacked out for 20 minutes and I missed the scary part.
Yeah, weird. Yeah, because there was a lot of hype for this movie.
There were scenes where I was very uncomfortable and I went into my fetal position.
Yeah.
Which is my protection when I'm watching a scary movie. But I didn't need it.
Hmm.
It was stupid.
Huh.
You just see people freaking out. And then from outsider's perspective, I was like, if you want to watch a good movie, watch The Babadook. Did you ever watch The Babadook?
No.
That's a movie where scary things are happening that are unexplainable to people and they genuinely appear insane. And you see from the outside, and then they're aware, they're like, I know I seem insane, but I can't explain what's happening to me. Like, please help, but don't. And then they're like, I'm gonna call the cops, and they're like, don't call the cops. And then the cops come, and the cops inevitably, like, get killed by this monster. It's stuff like that.
Yeah,
this was not that.
All right.
Yeah, so when I say 3.
Good to know.
Huge change of pace, though.
Yeah, let's get some happy.
I'll give you happy, Mike. I saw Terrace House.
Oh, there you go.
Opening new doors.
Put a spring in your step.
Yeah. That's weird to see.
What's happening? Yeah.
I was watching Terrace House opening new doors. I watched. The rest of season 3 and the first episode of season 4. And I'm happy. There's this, I told you, I think last time when we talked about the show, I told you about how, like, there's this guy who's aviation company, heir to an aviation company. And I'm like, hey, that's like me. And, but he's younger.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this girl who's, like, completely after him. He's not giving her the time of day. It's so satisfying. Then there's this super innocent girl who's like, yeah, I held my hands with a boy once and I kissed a boy, but that boy wasn't my boyfriend. And she's like, but I've never done anything besides that. And you're like, oh my God, what a pure spirit. Like, let's just nurture her and harvest her energy and just teach children. This is what you need to be like.
You would
like.
Never get that person on an American reality
show. No.
It just wouldn't happen.
Aviation guy is super into her. And she's starting to realize that she likes him. And it is just so enjoyable because you see the sexy model girl who's like, when are we gonna hang out, blah 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 blah, and he's like, he's so uncomfortable with her when he's in the room with her. And then you see him with the other girl and they're just so, like, cute together.
That that's the start of season four, or that's the end of season
three? That's the end of season three and the start of season four. It carries into season four. Okay.
So they have the same people. Like, how does the season end?
It's just like 8 episodes. It's just, I think it's literally, I don't know.
So there's no like actual ending. It just goes on to the next season?
Yeah, it just goes on. I think it's the way they release it. Yeah. So like in America, they release quote unquote season three.
Yeah.
But it's just like same day. But in Japan, it still releases weekly.
Okay. But like time hasn't passed. It hasn't been like 6 months or something.
No.
Okay.
I hope not. That'd be a travesty.
That's what I was wondering. Like, did they stop filming?
Yeah. Like, but then the crazy thing is like, so the sexy model asked the guy like, oh, let's go hiking sometime. And he's like, okay. And then he asks the pure girl, let's go hiking sometime. And she's like, okay. And then they ask the older guy like, oh, like if you were going, oh, then another guy's trying to ask this other girl out in the house. And he's like, if you were to ask someone out in this town, there's two locals, like, where would you ask? And they're both like, oh, a waterfall, like this waterfall. So sexy girl, who is not in the conversation later on, is like, oh, let's go hiking. How about we go see a waterfall? And he's like, I guess so, maybe. She's like, well, whenever you're free. And he's like, you know, I might be busy last minute. It's like all things I've said. It's crazy. Like, oh, I don't know. I don't really feel like it. And then they finally like make plans and they're like all eating dinner together. And they're like, what are you doing tomorrow? He's like, oh, nothing really. And she's like, what do you mean nothing really? Like, we're going on a hike to that waterfall. And he's like, oh, yeah. And you're like, oh, like.
How do they not know anybody's going to talk about all this stuff?
So enjoyable. I love it. Love it so much.
Oh, man.
So that's what I've been doing. And then also been watching Eastbound and Down. Mm-hmm. Finally, my coworkers are on my case. Watch Eastbound and Down. You like vice principals? Watch Eastbound and Down. Watch Eastbound and Down. Watch Eastbound and Down.
Worth it?
Yeah.
I've seen a couple episodes, but like in the middle, so I was totally lost the story.
I watched 3 seasons. It's short enough.
Yeah.
It's not that crazy.
How many seasons is it? It's like only 4, right?
And it's 6 to 8 episodes a season.
Okay.
Half-hour episodes.
That's very watchable.
Half-hour episodes.
Oh, damn, yeah.
So it's like, I accidentally watched season 1 in one sitting.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Because that's like a movie. That's just like one movie.
And the nice thing is there's like time jumps where each season does stand on its own very well. And I think it's really funny because it's just unpredictable.
Mm. Yeah.
Like there's just no, and then there's like all these cameos, Matthew McConaughey.
As themselves or as characters?
No, as
smaller
characters. Craig Robinson's character is great. Will Ferrell's character is great. Jason Sudeikis is great. That Indian dude from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, he's great. Yeah. Watch it. Andy Daly, he plays the principal at the school. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be more in the school, honestly, but it's barely in the school. Mm. Like, he's... Oh, Ken Marino, later on, he's really funny. So, like, the tough thing is I go to work, and then my coworker's like, it's funnier than vice principals, right? Vice principals. And I'm like, dude, I don't know if it's funnier than vice principals. Vice principals. You ended up watching all of it, right?
Yeah.
It's,
I love vice principals.
It's
Walton Goggins, man.
Walton Goggins just kills it for me. I love Walton Goggins. That's why.
Yeah. Danny McBride's good, too, but, like, I don't know. Them as a pair is pretty good.
Yeah. It's, but then, like, this show has Stevie, which is, like, the guy, I think his name is Stephen Little. Mm-hmm. It's, like, his... Like, this guy just adores Kenny Powers. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, we'll do whatever he can to help boost up Kenny Powers. And it's just phenomenal. It's just so funny.
I need to check that out.
Yeah. So it's worth it. I mean, it's fast. It's a fast watch.
Yeah.
I literally watched
I think
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. I think I saw a couple episodes when my roommates back in college, I think, was watching it. And I was just totally lost. I thought it was I never checked how long it was, but
yeah,
I thought it was like an endless wave of, oh, it's been going on forever. Cause it's pretty late. And cause it came out a while ago, right?
Yeah. Cause I think it's season, the show ended like 1 or 2 years before Vice Principals.
Yeah.
So it's like, but it's just so much the same as Vice Principals.
Yeah.
That like
same kind of comedy.
Yeah. Where it's just like, no, like, do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
There are no repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
Then when there are repercussions, like, It's just horrible fun.
Yeah.
And then I watched Hollyweed. Did you watch this? Kevin Smith's pilot.
I didn't see it.
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. It's all right.
It's like the weed store.
Yeah.
One.
It was all right. A lot of people in that first episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious. I don't think he'll make it to see, like, because on that Rivet thing.
Yeah, they give it.
They need like $5 million. And I think right now they have 12,000 people. $35. I don't know how much that is, but my math was like, yo, I don't think they're going to hit that money mark.
I wonder how many shows have gone through that. And
none. This was the first one.
Wait, this is the first one they put up for free?
This is like the first show on that Rivet program.
Oh, okay. I was like, I was wondering, because I've never heard of a show coming from that.
Yeah, right now they're at like $420,000. Nice.
How are they going to get $5
million? They have to get $5 million. I mean, granted, it's showing at Comic-Con tonight.
Oh, that might help.
That might help. But that's also at the highest tier, that if everyone supports it at the highest tier. Yeah. So, let's see. Because I did it. I was like, why not? Kevin Smith's done a lot for me, man.
Yeah.
And they still have 35 days left, so. Oh, right now they have 15,000. Okay, let's see.
15,000 people?
15,646 times. Let's do the middle one. 2394. $374,565.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know how. Frankie Shaw was really good in it. I don't know what's going to happen to her character because she's in like other shows.
Mm hmm. Yeah, Kevin Smith was like 2.5 years ago or something.
Yeah, and then like the last, very last bit is like now.
Oh,
like,
they reshot because
he
some
talked.
Of it.
Yeah, they talk about how he's like, yeah, I woke up this morning, felt like 40 pounds lighter. I think I took two big shits or something like that. So.
Yeah, because he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, so
that's funny.
Yeah. Discussion time. This week, sequel, reboot, a franchise. This movie's only right.
I think
TV.
You do whatever.
Okay, because TV, yeah, Reaper, 100%. Yeah. I love Reaper. That, in my opinion, that show, probably one of the first shows I binge watched. And I still can't
and
forget.
I missed, we read that script of season three or four. When did they stop? We read the one of what
season
was going to happen.
Season four, episode one. Like, we read what was going to happen.
Yeah. I was like, I was disappointed. They didn't
go with
we didn't
that.
Get to see it. Yeah.
And I remember that was the first show where, like, one of our friends got mad at me because he was like, dude, like, we're not going to do that tonight. Like, it was the summer after high school.
Yeah.
And we watched, like, binge watched it for two nights. And then, like, the third night, I don't know what was happening. And he's like, we're not, what do you mean, dude? Like, you're going to do that to me? I was like, dude, you have a Netflix, like, just get a Netflix account, man. Like,
that was back when Netflix was highfalutin. And
I guess. Now it's like more expensive. It's like twice the price of what it cost back
but
then.
But it's more widely spread.
Everyone has it now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Reaper. What about you?
Reaper's a good one. The one I want to see, Mighty Ducks 4.
Oh, 100%. Oh, that's so good.
Do Mighty Ducks. Charlie's grown up. I guess he's the coach or something.
And you don't even bring back Emilio?
You do bring back Emilio too. That's you find room for everybody somehow. You get some kind of reunion, something.
Oh, like a beer league, Mighty Ducks?
I'd like to see it as a series. Like Cobra Kai that.
Okay.
Bring him back, and then you can have cameos from all the old ducks in episodes.
Yeah.
And stuff. But like you put together a new team of...
But is it
a new
team
hockey
of,
team.
Team of kids, or is it like a team of like fat adults?
No, team of kids. I think you just Cobra Kai it, where it's a new team of kids, but they're the main focus, and then you could just filter people in through the prism of that. So it'd be a new series. But I'd also like to see just a straight up Mighty Ducks 4 with adults. Them as adults. Some, I don't know how you do that though. I don't find like without it being too goofy, I don't know how you because they ran into the limit at like high school. It's like they're not gonna go anywhere past that.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting. I just like that Mighty Ducks franchise. And all those people in it are still like
active.
Active,
I saw
doing
what was
stuff.
It? Sandlot?
Yeah, the 25th anniversary. Yeah.
That was weird.
They were all together.
Okay, Mike. Yes. What's the discussion next week?
Mine is, what I would call hooking a movie, like hook a movie, like the movie Hook. So Peter Pan's a kid, but in Hook, he's a grown-up adult, and then he goes back. So I'm thinking of a movie like that, where maybe a kid in a movie encountered something, and then he has to go back to it, like exactly what Christopher Robin's doing right now, where it's grown-up Christopher Robin, Pooh comes back into his life. Something like that, where they encountered something. Could even be as, I guess, like just years later. So you're just re-encountering something that happened in a movie, and then it's just time has passed and things have changed. And you're like, whoa, wouldn't that be weird to put that same person in that situation, but they're not a kid anymore or something? I like that idea for a movie. So I think that's a good topic to go over.
Yeah, I agree. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.